The deaths were recorded in the province of Inhambane, all caused by lightning, said Ana Cristina, director of National Emergency Operations Center, during a meeting of Technical Council for Management and Disaster Risk. According to the source, 27 reception centers were opened, which now house at least 7,658 people. Adolfo Massi, spokesman at the National Emergency Operations Center in the province of Gaza, presents what's being done so far in that province. Of those 85 families, we currently have 60 families who are sheltering into transit centers. Therefore, the Patrice Lumumba Center currently has 50 families and the Unity 11 Center has 10 families. Some food is currently being supplied to those families, and we are working to provide all safety and hygiene conditions for them. The bad weather recorded in the provinces of Maputo, Gaza and Inhambane also caused the total of partial destruction of 11 houses and flooded another 955,000, in addition to also affecting 19 schools, 49 access roads and 11 health centers, preliminary data indicates. Razak Manik, president of the municipality of Maputo, went to one of the busy roads in the city of Maputo that would have been blocked due to the landslide, highlights. There is no way we can be in the office working. That's why we are here, so that we can understand and immediately take action. The team is here on the ground, and in the first phase, we can understand it has a saturation of soil, but we have to find out further if this is not the result of constructions that are emerging here. It is incorrect that we have constructions at these points. José Bue, resident in the Maotas neighborhood in the city of Maputo, describes the drama caused by the damage to one of the drainage ditches in his neighborhood, something that would have alerted the authorities. I personally wrote a letter, a presentation, to the director of municipal infrastructures warning about the effect that these rains will have on the street. And the municipality's response was a lack of funds, and here is the result. We warned that this would happen due to lack of maintenance. Now we have this pit here, and we don't know if they will have the funds, as they didn't have them to carry out specific maintenance. All we can do is pack our belongings, and at any moment we will leave this house. The National Institute of Meteorology predicts the continuation of rain in the south, stating, however, that they tend to slow down, with the possibility of light rain prevailing from Tuesday onwards, says the entity in a statement. Carlos Mesquita, Minister of Public Works and Housing, presents the measures to contain the damages that can be caused by water discharges from dams in the southern region of the country. Last year, when we had those terrible floods here in the southern region, this dam discharged around 2,800 cubic meters per second, this in February last year, and at the moment we are discharging 200 cubic meters per second, which is possible to manage. And right now, what we have as a record is the destruction of crops on the banks of the rivers and nothing serious. As for deaths, we hope that nothing will happen, as they can be caused by rivers flows and also by the indiscipline of some who decided to cross the rivers, ignoring the authorities' warnings, but we hope that this doesn't happen. The National Institute of Meteorology warned of moderate to heavy rain over the next 24 hours in Cabo Delgado, Nampula and Niassa in the north of the country. The State Secretariat of the City of Maputo decided this Monday to suspend the activities of schools and technical professional training institutes until the 29th of the current month due to flooding caused by heavy rains that have been affecting the Mozambican capital since the early hours of Sunday. According to Mozambican authorities, as of the 15th, a total of 135 people had died, 195 were injured and close to 139,000 were affected by the rain season in the country, which runs between October and April. From Maputo to Channel Africa News, Milton Malulek.